Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. Today we continue with part 4 of the Dream of Gerontius. In this part of the Dream of Gerontius, Newman teaches us a lot about the angels. The soul of Gerontius begins telling us the mission of the angels. It is a member of that family of wondrous beings who, ere the worlds were made, millions of ages back, have stood around the throne of God. He never has known sin, but through those cycles all but infinite, he had a strong and pure celestial life, and bore to gaze on the unveiled face of God, and drank from the everlasting fount of truth, and served him with a keen, ecstatic love. Next the angel praises God. O Lord, how wonderful in depth and height, but most in man, how wonderful thou art! With what a love, what soft persuasive might, victorious o'er the stubborn fleshy heart, thy tale complete of saints thou dost provide, to fill the thrones with angels lost through pride. He lay a groveling babe upon the ground, polluted in the blood of his first sire, with his whole essence shattered and unsound, and coiled around his heart a demon dire, which was not of his nature, but had skill to bind and form his opening mind to ill. The angel recounts the long relentless fight to win his human charge, purchased by Christ at so great a cost. Oh, what a shifting party-colored scene of hope and fear, of triumph and dismay, of recklessness and penitence has been the history of that dreary lifelong fray. And oh, the grace to nerve him and to lead, how patient, prompt, and lavish had his need. The angel, linked to the ransomed race, mankind, describes his charge. O man, strange composite of heaven and earth, majesty dwarfed to baseness, fragrant flower, running to poisonous seed and seeming worth, cloaking corruption, weakness mastering power, who never art so near to crime and shame, as when thou hast achieved some deed of name. The soul at last acknowledges it is separated from its body, and it feels safe in the hands of its angel. A beautiful dialogue ensues between soul and angel. The soul exclaims, "Mighty one, my Lord, my guardian spirit, all hail." The angel replies, "All hail, my child and brother, hail, what wouldest thou?" The soul answers, "I would have nothing but to speak with thee. For speaking's sake, I wish to hold with thee conscious communion, though I fain I would know a maze of things, were it but meek to ask and not a curiousness." That conscious communion is an awareness of the inspirations of the guardian angel, affection for and obedience to him. Like Blessed Newman and all the saints, we too should strive to hold conscious communion with our angel, and with his assistance prepare to meet Christ.